Hello and welcome to the Markinenbach podcast by Scout Metrip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations on and off the highways, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, we're going to be talking about the ultimate car checklist you need to have before you go on a road trip. Going on a road trip is both fun and memorable. But to really ensure you don't have a tough time, it's critical to ensure that the vehicle is really taken care of. So while we spend countless hours picking out the best hotels or road trip packages, we seldom spend time in prepping the vehicle to perform to its fullest on the highway. To make this simpler, we've put together a list of 20 must-do items for a complete car checklist before a road trip. We spoke to 7 automotive and travel experts on what they recommend as an ideal and foolproof car checklist, and we promise you that we'll ever need for an amazing road trip. First point, get the right oil for the trip. This is important to do year-round before a long drive, but if you're road tripping in spring or summer, it's important to remember that higher temperatures require higher oil weight or viscosity. Most new cars will run fine year-round on the same viscosity oil. But if you're driving an older car that's racked up significant mileage, it might be helpful to upgrade to a heavier oil to compensate for internal engine wear and tear. However, before making the switch, do your research and make sure your car's make or model will fare well with heavier or thicker oil in the summer. Second point, check your battery date. You do not want to get held up by a dead battery in extreme heat or cold. Most people worry about their battery dying under the impact of cold weather, but what they don't realize is car batteries are more likely to die in the heat of the summer. If your battery is over 3 years old, get it tested. Or it might be a good idea to just get a new unit as a preventative measure to avoid getting stuck and delaying your road trip. This is often forgotten on car checklists before a road trip. These days, most car batteries don't require maintenance, but they do wear out, usually after 5 to 7 years of use. Fortunately, most batteries lose their ability to start your car gradually, so they'll give you a warning signal before they go completely dead. If you're having difficulty starting your car, check the date on top of the battery or have a technician check its charging ability. Third point, top up your fluids. Your radiator's antifreeze does not need replacing every year, but some mechanics may suggest doing it. The mechanic should first test the fluid using a coolant hydrometer. You can check the coolant level yourself. It's easy to do at the see-through overflow bottle. But if you need to top it up, be sure to use a 50-50 mixture for best boilover protection. If you're road tripping during the winter and there's potential for bad weather, you can switch to using 100% antifreeze instead of a 50-50 mix. This will keep your windshield clear. This is an absolute must as part of a car checklist. Fourth point, change your air filters. Riding around dirty filters prevents air from getting to your engine and your interior, which has a lasting effect on your engine's well-being along with your fuel economy and your sinuses. Engine air filters are super easy to replace yourself. Consider the washable and reusable ones for better filtration and long-term savings. Fifth point, cabin air filters. Don't forget to clean the cabin air filter, which keeps outside smells and pollen out of your heating and AC systems. Your road trip passengers will definitely thank you for this. Sixth point, check your tires. Make sure all your tires are at the required pressure. If one is particularly low, it might indicate that it has a leak and you need to have it checked out. You also want to have a look at the tread and make sure it's adequate. If you don't have good tread, you may slide or be susceptible to blowouts. And don't forget to check your spare, because the last thing you want is to blow a tire and learn that your spare is flat too. Seventh point, put together an emergency kit. Your emergency kit should include jumper cables, warm blankets, flares, a first aid kit, water, and a flashlight. If you want, you can buy a pre-packaged emergency kit on Amazon as well. 8. Consider roadside assistance. For a low yearly fee, help is just a phone call away should you get into an accident or a breakdown. Trust me, it's totally a lifesaver. and make sure to get a good night's sleep beforehand. The night before you go, you may feel a little anxious, but it's crucial to get a good night's sleep so you're fresh and alert. So go to bed early. Ninth point, clean your car. Before a long road trip, get your car ready by making sure it's clean. If you're going to be in the car for a long time, you want it to be as comfortable as possible. Try to make sure you vacuum and wipe everything down, change out the air freshener, keep a trash bag handy. You don't want to make a new mess when you're driving. Also, make sure your music selection is on point. And wash the outside of your car. Make sure all your windows and mirrors are clean. 10th point, keep paper maps. You need to make sure there are paper maps in the car. We've become very reliant on technology, but what happens when your cell phone dies in the middle of a long road trip? There's nothing worse than being stuck in the middle of the forest with no technology and no map. 11. Fill the tank. Don't forget to fill the tank. It saves you at least 15 minutes on the day you're leaving for the road trip. Fill up the tank the previous day so you can zoom right past city traffic and hit the highway sooner. This seems simple enough, but it's often forgotten in your checklist before a road trip. 12. Get your car serviced professionally. Have a mechanic check and service your vehicle, including fluid levels, battery charge, hoses, belts, brakes, tires, and anything else that could cause problems. 13. Check the spare tire and stepney. Make sure your spare tire is fully inflated and that you have all the tools needed to change a tire. Work gloves are useful to avoid getting tire grime on your hands. We can't imagine how many road trippers would have hit the road without making sure that they had all of these things in place. 14th point, vehicle documents. Make sure your driver's license, insurance, and registration are all current and all in the vehicle with you when you're on your road trip. 15. Review the route. Review your route using a road trip planner and directions app or website to learn if there are any road closures, construction projects, or any other issues that might cause a delay or detour. You can plan your road trip using our Scout My Trip cheat sheet. We link to it in the show notes below. 16th point, do a quick tire test. Tires are pretty important. They're the only things connecting your car to the road, so examine them carefully. Pay close attention to tire pressure and tire tread. You can buy a tire pressure gauge and tread depth gauge from your local auto parts store. While checking tire pressure, check your owner's manual for air pressure information. You can also find the same information in your door jamb. Make sure to check your tire pressure before every road trip. 17. Component check 101. Check the components of your car, including the air conditioning, windshield wipers, and the outside and inside lights. Lift the hood and check your car's engine parts. Start by checking the battery and cables for any cracks, corrosion, or dirt. Hot weather can shorten the life of your battery, so if you need to, replace it before a long road trip. Next, take a look at the radiator and hoses for cracks and leaks. And don't forget to change the air filter. If you don't know how to check your engine parts, don't worry about it, your local mechanic can help you. Most importantly, never leave home for a long road trip when the check engine light is on. It's important to have all engine problems diagnosed and fixed before you start your trip. 18. Change or top up the oil. Changing the oil is one of the simplest yet most important maintenance tasks for your car. It is also the single best thing you can do to keep your engine operating smoothly and efficiently. Depending on the make and model of your car, auto manufacturers typically recommend changing the oil every 3,000 to 10,000 miles. 19. Radiator coolant. Radiators perform the essential task of cooling your engine to keep it from overheating, so it's important to make sure it doesn't run out of coolant. Check the fluid level in the coolant reservoir next to the radiator. If the level is below full, add a 50-50 mix of water and coolant until it reaches the full line. For safety, always wait until the engine is cool before performing this maintenance task. 20. Lights. Ensure all your headlights and brake lights are working. Having a burnt-out light is an easy way to get pulled over on a long drive. Point 21. A bonus checklist point for you. Keep your car from breaking down a long road trip by not taking it out in the first place. Find a self-drive car rental and get something for a week or two with unlimited mileage, and you can also take it out of state. So you'll be driving a brand new car with all the toys like GPS, Bluetooth, backup cameras, and safety stuff. If it breaks down in the middle of nowhere, all you have to do is call the car rental company and say, "Hey, your car broke down. Bring me a new one." It's their problem, not yours. After a week or 10 days of going on your road trip, having absolutely no worries about the state of the car, you can give it back to the rental company and just walk away because you never have to see that car again. They're the ones who have to put in the effort in maintaining it, fixing it, cleaning it, whatever other maintenance activities they have to do, and none of that is your concern. No worries, no maintenance, no repairs, and no hassles. And your car will thank you for it. A side benefit to this is with your car parked at home, it looks like you're there and your home might not get broken into in your absence. Remember to have the motion sensor lights around your house turned on. So that's the 20-point checklist that you should refer to before going on any road trip at all. You will thank us later. Just follow all the points. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link on the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. Also, tell us your thoughts in the comments below and find us on our social media channels if you haven't already. Until next time, may the Force be with you.